Gather Round, we're chatting about books. These recommendations for elementary readers are produced by ReadWriteThink.org, a partnership between the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English.
Welcome to episode 60 of Chatting About Books. I'm your host, Emily Manning, and in this episode, it's all about Catherine Lasky. I'll chat about some of my favorite books by her, as well as share her interview in which she talks about her well-known Guardians of Ga'Hoole series and her newest Wolves of the Beyond series. When I started researching for this particular podcast, I knew for sure that I would chat about Guardians of Ga'Hoole, Lasky's most well-known series, and Wolves of the Beyond, her newest series. What I didn't realize was the breadth and depth of Lasky's work and how much I would come to appreciate many of her books. It doesn't matter if she's writing picture books, nonfiction, fantasy, you can tell that she's taken such care with every detail. She's a very precise writer, and yet she never lets the reader get bogged down in the details. She's able to use all of her research to write compelling stories and interesting nonfiction. It was hard to cull out my favorites, and this is definitely not a definitive list. It barely scratches the surface, so just use it as a starting place. I'm going to start with three books that were new Lasky discoveries for me. She's written many, many nonfiction and picture books for kids. My favorites were One Beetle Too Many, The Extraordinary Adventures of Charles Darwin. Of course, it's by Catherine Lasky, since this episode is about her, but it is illustrated by Matthew Truman. This picture book is a fictional account of Charles Darwin's life. It's in the easy section of the library and not the biography section, which surprised me after reading it because it's full of factual information. But I think she's probably taken some liberty with the timeline or maybe some of the facts to fit it into the narrative. But nonetheless, it is worth the read. My favorite part of the book was reading about Charles Darwin as a child. Kids might find it very interesting that one of our most well-known scientists was not a perfect student, but was endlessly curious. So parents, let your kids go outside and explore and make messes and do things like that. That's what Charles Darwin did. Another one of my favorites was The Man Who Made Time Travel, again by Catherine Lasky, but this book is illustrated by Kevin Hawkes. Now, this book is a biography, but Lasky is still able to write in a way to keep the facts while making you feel like you're reading a story. This book is about John Harrison, who devoted his entire adult life, like 50 years, to creating a clock that could keep precise time on his ship so that sailors could measure longitude. Now, people knew at this time, they knew how to get latitude, and they knew if they could figure out how to calculate the longitude while they were at sea, any country that could do that would pretty much be the rulers of the sea because they would know their exact location. So there was this big contest, and John Harrison entered the contest and then spent the rest of his life trying to create this clock. I think John Harrison is probably one of those scientists that very few kids have heard of, which makes his story very interesting. I learned many things that I never knew before when I read the book. Another book by Catherine Lasky is called Poodle and Hound, and it is illustrated by Mitch Van. This book is total fiction and total F-U-N for beginning readers. If you have kids who like Frog and Toad or George and Martha, they will probably like Poodle and Hound. Poodle and Hound are yin and yang. While Poodle is romantic, Hound is practical and all about function, yet the two manage to always find a way to meet in the middle and are the dearest of friends. This book is great for end of first grade readers all the way probably to beginning of third grade. Without a doubt, Lasky's most popular series is the Guardian of Ga'Hoole series. In this series, Soren, a barn owl, and his band of friends, an unlikely mix of owls, work together to escape the evil St. Agolius Academy. They are on a mission to find the mythical Ga'Hoole tree and the legendary owls who have been working for good since the beginning of time. Throughout the series, Soren and his friends learn to work beside these noble owls and become legends and leaders in their own right. So this series is 16 books long, and Lasky has just done something really cool. She's written a prequel to the series, and it's her newest book. It's called The Rise of a Legend, and it tells the story of one of the most legendary guardian owls, Lies of Kiel. So fans of the series will enjoy getting the backstory to this wizened and brave old owl. Just as Frasier is to Cheers, so is Wolves of the Beyond to Guardians of Gahul. In Book 8 of Guardians of Gahul, Lasky introduces the land of the beyond and the wolves that inhabit it. Inspired by behaviors of wolves, Lasky followed this thread and created a new series called The Wolves of the Beyond. The series follows Fallon, who is a wolf who was originally cast out of his clan because of a deformed paw. He must fight his way back into the clan and eventually, because of his strength and intelligence, becomes a leader. The newest book in the series, it's book 6. It's called Star Wolf. In this book, Fallon and a group of wolves and some other animals, they have to leave the beyond, which has been destroyed, and make their way across this great ice bridge to a new land, which they hope will bring new life. So this book, Book 6, traces the journey and all the challenges that they face along the way. So the cool thing about Lasky's series, both of them that I've read, is that she draws you into this world that is totally fabricated by her. And I'll never understand how authors are able to create these intricate fictional settings, but I admire it in authors because it really allows readers to live and breathe and imagine in this fictional place. And Lasky does this very well in Guardians of Gahul and Wolves of the Beyond. The other really great thing about Lasky's work is her characterization. She takes these animals and gives them human qualities, so the readers relate to them, yet at the same time, they keep this animal charm about them. They're just very multidimensional characters. So between her characterization and her settings, these books are pretty much a hit for kids. You can fully suspend your disbelief and relish in the adventures. All right, well, I have talked enough about these. Now it is your turn to listen in as Catherine Lasky talks about the Guardians of Gahul and Wolves of the Beyond series. Today I am chatting with Catherine Lasky, who is the author of the Guardians of Gahul series and Wolves of the Beyond. Welcome to Chatting About Books.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Your series, Guardians of Gahul, is a favorite with kids. How did you decide to make owls the main characters?
Well, that's interesting because I found owls very interesting. And my husband, Christopher Knight, and I have done many nonfiction books together. And he's a photographer. And so I said, let's do a photography book, nonfiction book, about owls. I was just fascinated by their natural attributes, how they see, their flight, it's so silent. Their faces were very intriguing to me. And he said, you're crazy. Owls are shy, they're endangered, they're nocturnal. We'll be sitting out in the woods all night and we might never find an owl and we'll be freezing. He said, why don't you write a fantasy book of owls? Well, that would be interesting. And I'd already done a lot of research on owls. And so I thought of doing a fantasy book, just one, a novel. And I talked to my editor, and she said, you know, this isn't just one book, it's six. So that's how it all started.
Well, it's so interesting how each character is a different kind of owl. So when you were deciding, how did you pick which owl would go with which character?
Well, each species of owls has individual traits that are very interesting to me. Well, barn owls are particularly beautiful. They have those heart-shaped white faces. They're often called ghost owls. So I thought there was something a little bit mysterious about those. And so I decided to make the hero, the young hero, a barn owl. But then there's just all these other owls that are so fascinating and intriguing. There's elf and pygmy owls that are very tiny, and they don't have such silent flight, actually. And then they're burrowing owls that make their nests in the ground and have very strong legs, and they're very good walkers, but they aren't as good flying as other owls. So I just wanted to have this range of abilities and talents and attributes. So that's why I just thought it was rich to make it as diverse as possible.
It was. It definitely adds different layers to that book, and it made me wonder, what kind of research did you have to do to prepare to write?
Tons. I guess my attitude about fantasy is you're supposed to bring a reader to what they say, you know, a suspension of disbelief. But before you can get a reader to that point of suspending disbelief, you have to get them to believe. So I just thought it would really be neat if I could build on what were the true facts about owls. And I live very close to Harvard University and the ornithology labs. So I made a friend there, and I go over there all the time because this sounds a little creepy, but they have over 4,000 dead owls in Harvard ornithology labs. And so I got to see all that and talk to those bird experts. So
wow, that's incredible.
Research, yeah.
Like firsthand, getting to see them up mm-hmm. close. Now I'm going to shift gears a little bit because I want to talk about your newest series, The Wolves of Beyond. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that?
Well, after writing 15 owl books, I kind of wanted to shift the focus, but maybe not entirely. In about book 7 or 8, I think it's 8, in the Guardians of Gahul, wolves show up in a land that is called the Beyond, which is not too far from what I call the Humian Empires, and there are packs of wolves there, although I don't call them packs, I call them clans. And I just thought, gee, it would really be interesting to write a series based on these wolves. Again, I was very fascinated by wolf behavior, which is very elaborate. You know, they have this elaborate ranking system and body postures, and it's a lot of protocol with wolves. I suppose behaviorally, they are really more interesting than owls. And so that's what got me into it.
And I know that you do incredible research just from what you said about the owls. What parts were true to research of how those wolves work together?
Well, they do hunt in packs. And what's very true, the fastest runners are the female wolves.
Oh.
So, I mean, I made up that thing that I call the hunting formation called a burgess. But, you know, I always have females in the head of the burgess because they are the swiftest runners. Oh, I think it's in book one that I really take quite a bit of time to describe how they, when they're closing in on prey, that they kind of get it encircled and then come in almost in relay teams mm-hmm. to bite it. And bring it down. There's some awfully good footage. They have a fabulous program called Frozen Planet now, where they show just two wolves actually bringing down a bison, a young bison. And so, you know, I looked at a lot of footage of that had been captured by nature photographers, wildlife photographers, and I built out from there. So.
Now, your main character, Phelan, he is exiled, taken out because of his paw. Now, is that something that wolves really do?
I do not know specifically that wolves do this. I do know that this is an occurrence amongst animals, that a defective creature will be thrown out of a nest or a den.
Well, could you talk a little bit about Phelan's story? His story draws you into that series.
So basically, it's about a creature who has nothing. He's been cast out, condemned, has the brief good fortune of finding a second milk giver, and then something happens with that milk giver, how he has to make his way back into the wolf society, and then eventually become a true leader in that society.
Well, thank you so much for being on Chatting About Books.
Oh, thank you. It was very nice.
Well, we've reached the end of episode 60. Thanks for listening. This episode has been all about Catherine Lasky, and these are the books that I chatted about: Poodle and Hound, The Man Who Made Time Travel, One Beetle Too Many, The Extraordinary Adventures of Charles Darwin, The Guardians of Gahul series, and The Wolves of the Beyond series. If you haven't read a book by Catherine Lasky, I strongly encourage you to do so. To see the show notes to this episode and to listen to past episodes, go to www.readwritethink.org/chattingaboutbooks. You can also follow Chatting About Books on Twitter. I'd love to connect with you and chat more about books. Well, we're done chatting about books. Get on out there and read.
More episodes of Chatting About Books and our Teen Book Podcast text messages are available at www.readwritethink.org. Chatting About Books, recommendations for elementary readers, is supported by the Verizon Foundation through Verizon Thinkfinity and produced monthly by the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English. The opinions reflected in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the supporting organizations. Music in this podcast is provided by freeplaymusic.com. Thanks for listening. Let's chat again soon.